make the most of your time at university and beyond. It's time for Tub Thump. Today we're going to look at getting to grips with academic writing. So does essay writing trip you up? Do you struggle to know how you're meant to write? Is that difference between A-level writing and doing a university degree just too much? Sometimes the essay requirements are overwhelming and, you know, it's difficult. You think, well, how on earth do I write this insanely academic language? But actually, what you're usually meant to do is create an argument. Your job's to research and assess and reach your own conclusions. Okay, I'm talking more about some of the arts and humanities when I come to this kind of thing, though some science work can use this as well. But, you know, how do you do this? How do you research and assess? How do you write these things once you've done that research? Well, first off, there's one thing that doesn't always get talked about, which is that you should write in whatever order you like. So it's not really this linear process. You can write before you've even done any research. You can just think, right, here's this question that I've been given, or here's this idea that I've got. What can I talk about? What can I say? You can build a conclusion before you've written an introduction. You can do what you want, make random points as you go along. Who cares that you haven't done the research yet? If you've got some ideas, then you can riff with them then. And once you've done some research, you can see, was that right? Can you use any of that stuff? Was it all nonsense? But the point is, it kind of gives you a bit of an understanding on how you feel at the time. And that's part of what you need to do, is to think about what you want to say. And then use it to move things further, because the writing route is flexible. No one needs to know how you put this work together. So the end result is all that your tutor will look at. It doesn't matter how you went about getting to that stage. So any order you want, write. And if you've not done anything else, still write if you want to. If you've got an idea, jot it down, use it later. If it ends up not being in the essay, who cares? Because the tutor certainly doesn't. All they care about is the end result. So another piece of advice then, based on that, is to consider your opinion throughout. So from start to finish, from when you get that question all the way through to submitting it, you've got to be aware of what you are thinking. So take that essay question for a moment. Think about your assignment. Ask yourself, how would I write this? How would I go about doing this? And then maybe write a paragraph straight away. Remember, write in whatever order you want. So if you write something straight away before you've done any further reading, then you get an idea of how you feel and it starts the ball rolling. So you don't need to wait till you're having to do an all-nighter 24 hours or so before the essay's due in. From the very moment you've got that question, you can think about, what would I write? Just write a brief paragraph and see where it goes. And then after you've done some research, after you've looked into things a bit, after you've read what other people have to say, has your opinion changed? When you've finished writing the piece, has your opinion changed? If you keep asking what your opinion is, then you can get deep down into thinking what you want to put and how you can make your unique mark. This isn't about saying something completely different. That's not really what you're there for. What you're looking to do is to write in your own words stuff which you've discovered, to bring things together. It's like an act of curation. You are finding stuff and you are putting your mark onto it. And that means that you need to consider your opinion all the way through from start to finish. Now, the next point is that talking about research and writing things before you research, but then when you do all of this research, when do you stop? Well, I hereby give you permission to stop reading, because that academic research can go on and on and on. As an undergraduate, you don't need to obsess forever. You've got loads of ideas, okay? The point is, you do need to do some work, right? So get your ideas, fair enough. But there comes a point when you don't need to relentlessly search for every last scrap of data, every opinion ever made, because it's impossible. You're not expected to mention all this stuff anyway, and it's wonderful to have a good list of references and resources, but it can be overkill. If you've got 1,000 different references, if you've not really referred to anything much, then that's in itself a problem. So, all right, there's no science in knowing when to stop. But if you're starting to feel overwhelmed with the information and you don't really have any of your own writing to show for it, you know, it's probably time to stop reading and to start writing. So when you've done all this research, the next thing to do is to select the best examples. So you've got a trillion different ways to say the same thing. Your job is to try and pick the clearest, most relevant references to make your point. You can leave the other stuff to the references only if you want, and the simple act of referencing those things will show that you're aware of it. Another thing I hereby do is to allow you to not feel offended. Some departments will introduce compulsory modules for you on doing things like writing at degree level. And you may think, come on, I'm not here to learn how to write. I'm here to do some writing. I'm here to read and research and all sorts of stuff in the work that I've signed up for. I don't want you to tell me how I should be doing the work. I'm there to do the work. You tell me how these things do work. When you've finished your A-levels, when you've got your good grades, it can kind of feel strange to start all over again. And you might feel overwhelmed by it. Or you might just think, well, I've already done school. I know how to work. I know how to study. I'm just going to keep doing it. Well, if you're in that latter camp and you're kind of stubbornly refusing to discover anything more about the academic writing process, then you might be missing out. If you're overwhelmed by it, then that's another thing. If it's too overwhelming, then you need to ask for assistance. But those things are usually in place. Just feel happy to ask for help. I hereby give you permission to ask for help too. Anyway, going back to not feeling offended, please be open to learning. Don't think that people are having a go at you when they're trying to give you advice on how best to do the work. You have put a lot of effort in. It's why you're where you are, okay? You're awesome. It's great. Great stuff. But the thing is, you can always improve upon that awesome. You can be awesomer. Awesomer is definitely a word. Point is not many people reach that level of awesome so quickly. This is the thing. We need to keep learning. You learn to learn. You learn how to learn. You learn about learning. You learn these new things. You learn the subject that you're on. Just learning is learning is learning is learning is learning. Keep on doing it. Keep on doing everything. It's all good. So don't feel offended when somebody says, here you go, here's some more stuff to help you be better. Take that as a compliment because they want you to succeed. Another thing that I found really useful when I was a student was to discuss the writing as I went along. If you can grab time with your tutor, sometimes virtually, sometimes physically, you know, if they've got office open hours, then go and see them face to face. It's all good. Or if not, an email, whatever. But if you can discuss your draft essay, then they'll be able to give you some tips before you've submitted it. It shouldn't take you long to find out where you're headed. Are you looking in the right direction? How are things going for you? And there's no need to be too specific, but again, your tutor may be very happy to give you very detailed information to make sure you're on the right track before you've committed too much time into going in the wrong direction. Talking of going in the wrong direction, another thing which is a big deal is doing all-nighters. So start as soon as you can on the assignment. And that means you can work in small bursts over a long period of time. So the difference between a first and a fail may come about solely because of the way you're using the time. You could leave these essays until a day or two before they're due in, but it's not really the best way of doing it. If you wait until the deadline, then you know, you're just going to have to write in this linear fashion and all the research goes out the window. It's just stressful. And yet so many people do it. It's crazy. It's actually less stressful. It actually takes you less bother and time if you work in small bursts. So don't wait to the last minute. It feels nice and cozy to procrastinate, but actually it's annoying and stressful later on. And here we go. It might not feel like it's a good idea to keep doing short bursts of work because that means you're just going to do a bit of work and then a bit more work and then a bit more work. If you do that all nighter, then you're just doing one big thing of work. But this is where my next tip comes in. Think critically. It might feel like short bursts of work mean that you're spreading all this work out so that all you're thinking about is work, 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 work. But actually, no. You're spending so little time doing that burst that it doesn't stress you out. It doesn't make you feel overwhelmed at all. Unlike the all-nighter. it's hard to accept that you've got any right to an opinion worth anything compared to all these academics and prolific authors, right? So, thinking critically, it's not just about that, it's also about the work you're doing yourself and this research that you've been doing. Because it's like, well, hang on a minute, how am I supposed to write the same way as all these acclaimed academics, these prolific authors? But really, your point is not to just completely agree with them or completely disagree with them or anything. It's about backing up arguments with reason and references. So you can argue however you want. And that is what I find really enjoyable about the writing process. It means that you can read something and then you can see what other people have had to say about it and you can pick and choose where you feel you are on the line. You can say, well, so-and-so suggests this. But then on the flip side, somebody else has said another thing. But you can explain why, with working and with reference, why it is that you're on one side of the fence and why it's not so good that everyone else, not everyone else, because then you'd be on your own, but why other people are on the other side of the fence. It's about explaining what's happening in the world. It's about explaining why you've taken a certain position. And it's about explaining how you've come to that conclusion. Bring all of that together, you need to use your own voice because you, are the author of this essay. It's not somebody else. So you don't need this overactive vocabulary. Again, these academics and authors and so on, they might be using a particular language. You need to get into that world to an extent, but not just sounding clever for the sake of sounding clever. There is a big difference between sounding clever and actually being clever. Also, as an aside, I don't really think the word clever means a great deal, to be honest. The point is having a solid argument. It's about using powerful language. It's about putting your point across. That's not being clever. That's just using your skills that you've been building up to make a point that other people will recognize and understand and appreciate. The last thing that I would say is list the points that you want to make. So when you're making a plan and you're trying to work out, well, how do I get to grips with doing this writing? All you need to do is to make a simple bullet point plan. You might have 4 items, 40, 400 items of things you want to discuss in the essay. Doesn't really matter about the number. The point is you're actively considering it. That basic plan is going to get you thinking straight away. It's going to help how you do your research, how you do your reading, what books you want to take out, what research you want to do on the internet, right? The search for your references and for the quotations is so much easier when you've got a good idea of what you're looking for. Now, if you want to explore the academic and essay writing process further, there are some other things that you can do at the university yourself. So you can do stuff like attend study sessions and find out about introductory workshops. Your university probably holding this kind of thing on a regular basis. Find out what stuff they've got on. Also, check your library for study skills guides, for essay writing books, all sorts of things that they can provide for you that you can devour in your own time. Now, not all books speak to you clearly. So if you've got a selection of 5 or 6 books, and they're all on the same thing and they're talking about similar stuff, if you start to read one of them and you really can't understand what's going on and you just think this is nonsense, don't panic. Don't think that you don't understand what's being said in general. Just think that that book isn't talking to you properly. Check out the other books as well, okay? Don't just say, that's enough, I've had enough. You can say, I've had enough of that book for now, put it to one side and look at the other books. It's a really good way of doing it because I've seen books in the past where I just think this is going to be amazing and I can't stand it. And I'll pick up another book that just looks nonsense and I'll read through it and think, actually, this is amazing. So you can't really tell. You can't judge a book by its cover. So take a look and see whether it speaks to you or not. And if it doesn't, move on to another. Don't panic. If every single book you look at doesn't make any sense, then maybe you should be speaking to a tutor, getting some advice on where it is that you need to maybe brush up on things. So to conclude, as you might say in an essay, in conclusion, your writing is going to improve as you go along. So when you encounter problems, you just need to make an active effort to overcome that. Any gaps in your understanding, they're not weaknesses, they're challenges. They're ways you need to push further. Now, we all face these challenges every single day. So even academics with years of research, they've still got to overcome gaps in understanding. It's an ongoing process. That's why they're academics. If those gaps didn't exist, there would be nothing left to learn.
This has been Tub Thump, and I've been Martin Hughes. Find more stuff to make the most of your time at university and beyond over at theuniversityblog.co.uk, where you can also find the show notes for what you've just been listening to. Make sure to follow me on Twitter at @universityboy. Music on this show is by Tobu, and thanks to Creative Commons. Tub Thump's part of the Learning Always Network, and new shows come out every Monday and Thursday. Thanks for listening, and keep being awesome.